6-2, voice synthesizer unit, VS1 installation. I won't go into that either. It can be switched from English to Japanese via switch-in sign. 6-3, interface IC kit, IC10 installation. Installing the IC10 kit will allow control of the radio from a personal computer. The following operations are possible: programming and recall of VFO A and B frequency, memory recall and memory in, microphone up and down, frequency control disable, control of the F-lock switch, memory channel selection, mode selection, control of XITRIT, selection of XITRIT, scan operation, review of transceiver status. I won't go into the installation of that system, nor will I go into the operation, because that's in the instruction manual that goes along with that kit. 6-4, other accessories. PS50 has been covered. PS430 is the lower power to supply, I believe, for the radio. AT440 automatic antenna tuner unit can be installed and covers 80 through 10 meters, matching 20 to 150 ohms, including the warp bands. AT250 automatic antenna tuner covers 160 through 10. AT230 automatic antenna tuner covers, that's not automatic. The AT230 antenna tuner is manual, covers 160 through 10. AT130 antenna tuner is manual, covers 80 through 10. MC85 is an 8-pin microphone, unidirectional high-class electret condenser mic provided with output selective switch, audio level compensating circuit, low-cut filter, a level meter, PTT, and lock switches. An 8-pin cable is provided with optional cables. Up to 3 circuit outputs are possible. MC80 is an 8-pin microphone, omnidirectional electret, provided with up-down switches, volume adjustment for output level, PTT, and lock switches, and a built-in preamp. MC60 mic is an 8-pin. The zinc diecast base provides high stability, and the MC60 mic is complete with PTT and lock switches, up and down switches, and impedance selector switch, and a built-in preamp. The MC55 mobile mic is an 8-pin mic, provides up-down switches, LED display for switching to transmit or receive, adjustable microphone gain, automatic receive returning circuit in approximately 5 minutes, and other features. That's a kind of a flexible shaft microphone, and it's also quite susceptible to RF, and I found it was unusable with my radios in my mobile above 40 meters. MC42S up and down hand microphone. It's a handy dynamic microphone with PTT switch and up and down switches. LF30A low pass filter. MB430 mobile mount. The mobile mount MB430 allows easy installation and removal of the TS440S. The MB430 can be either suspended from the dashboard or attached to the transmission tunnel or a center console. The transceiver tilt angle can be adjusted in 5 steps. PG2DC power cable. That's just a DC power cable. The VP1 bumper mount for the MIA5, and MA5 is a 5-band helical type HF mobile antenna. SP430 is an external speaker, an attractive compact external speaker. The low distortion speaker provides clear reproduction of the high quality audio obtained from the transceiver. SP50 mobile speaker, 8 ohms, compact and smart, high quality external speaker, provides flexibility of installation for maximum convenience. SP40 compact mobile speaker is 4 ohms. TL922 or TL922A HF linear amplifier, not for QSK operation. The TL922 and 922A is an HF amplifier operating in a maximum legal power and employing a pair of 3-500Z high performance transmitting tubes. TL922A without 10 meter band is available only in the United States. SM330 station monitor, built around a basic 10 megacycle oscilloscope. The SM230 station monitor features, in combination with a built-in two-tone generator, a variety of waveform observing capabilities. PC-1A phone patch, available only where phone patch operation legal. Hybrid phone patch with VU meter for null and audio gain measurements. The PC-1A phone patch provides interface between a transceiver and telephone line, providing excellent performance. It is designed with high isolation between receive input and transmit output. Its compact design permits easy installation in a limited space. FCC Part 68 registered. TU-8 subaudible tone unit. 38 CTCSS tone frequencies can be selected by setting of the dip switch. IF-232C interface. The IF-232C interface is the adapter for connection between the RS-232 terminal of a personal computer and the interface terminal of the TS-440S. IC-10 interface IC kit. SW-3000 SWR power meter. The SWR power meter covers 1.8 to 54 MHz in range of 0 to 200 and 0 to 2000 watt full scale for base station use. SW-200A SWR power meter. SW-200A supplied with SWC-1 selectable peak reading RMS SWR power meter covers 1.8 to 150 MHz in a range of 0 to 20 and 0 to 200 watts full scale for base station use. SW-100A SWR power meter. Compact and lightweight SWR power voltmeter covers 1.8 to 150 MHz in range of 150 watt full scale for mobile use. HS-7 micro headphones at 16 ohms. HS-6 communications headphones, 12.5 ohms. Deluxe, very lightweight headphones designed for communications equipment. HS-5 communications headphones, 8 ohms. Headphones designed for communications equipment. These lightweight open-air type headphones remain comfortable during extended operation. Easily attached earpads are provided. HS-4 communications headphones, 8 ohms. Now there's a whole bunch of pages of specifications and accessories and various and sundry schematics and what have you, and I think that they're pretty well repetitious of things previously in the manual. But I will cover the antenna installation and things such as that. It might be of interest. 10-1 antenna installation. 10-1-1 fixed station. For HF fixed station operation, an antenna specifically designed for amateur operation is recommended. Antenna types include wire antennas, verticals, rotary beams, and other antenna types. Figure 10-1. HF antennas are quite large and must be installed to withstand strong wind, heavy rain, etc. Any antenna used with TS-440S should be of 50 ohms impedance and should be connected using an appropriate coaxial cable such as RG8U. Impedance matching is important. Impedance mismatch will result in a very high VSWR and power loss, or can cause unwanted harmonic radiation or interference, TVI and BCI. Impedance match can be checked with the SWR meter. Generally, satisfactory operation is ensured when the VSWR is less than 1.5 to 1. A rotary beam antenna is very effective for DX communications in the 14, 21, and 28 MHz band. If open wire or balance type transmission line is used with the antenna, a suitable antenna tuner with balun is recommended between a transceiver and a feed line. Methods of construction and operating such tuners are described in detail in ARL handbook or similar publications. For operation on 160, 75, and 40 meter bands, a simple dipole antenna cut to resonant in the most used portion of the band will perform satisfactory. For operation on 10, 15, and 20 meters, the efficiency of the station will be greatly increased the good directional rotary antennas used. Remember that even the most sophisticated transceiver is useless without a good antenna. 10-1-2 mobile antenna. Use a sturdy mount for the mobile antenna, since HF antennas are larger and have more wind load and are heavier than VHF antennas. The bumper mount is recommended for general use. The ground side of the mount must be well grounded to the car body, since the body itself functions as a ground plane for the mobile antenna. Notes: some cars have plastic bumpers. For such cars, ground the antenna mount to the body. When tuning a newly installed antenna, use the following procedure. Turn the carrier control fully counterclockwise for minimum transmit power. With the transceiver in the transmit mode, raise the transmit output power slowly by rotating the carrier control clockwise. The antenna should be adjusted with minimum power. Transmitting with full power is recommended only after the antenna has been adjusted for VSWR below 1.5 to 1. 3. Antenna installation is critical for successful mobile operation. For further information, refer to the Radio Amateur's Handbook, Radio Handbook, or other texts. 2. Coaxial cable connection. When the antenna is mounted on vehicle's bumper, the coaxial cable from the antenna can be routed through a drain hole in the trunk. When the antenna is roof mounted, pass the cable between the body and the door, leaving a drip loop at the lowest point in the cable before entry into the vehicles to prevent water from entering the car. 3. Adjustments. Some mobile antennas are not designed at 50 ohms impedance. In this case, impedance matching between the antenna and coaxial cable is required. This can be achieved by using an antenna coupling device or tuner. The antenna to be used should first be checked with a grid dip meter to ensure that it is designed for your operating band. Then the impedance matching should be checked with a SWR meter. VSWR should preferably be less than 1.5 to 1 for satisfactory operation. For antenna adjustment, refer to antenna instruction manual. 4. Antenna matching. In general, mobile antennas have a lower impedance than 50 ohms, resulting in a mismatch between the antenna and the coax. Such trouble can be eliminated by using an antenna tuner between the transceiver and the coaxial cable. 10-2. Mobile operation. Installation. Route the battery and antenna leads away from all high voltage secondary circuits to prevent ignition noise interference. 10-2-2. Noise reduction. In motor vehicles, noise is generally generated by the ignition system. Other sources of noise include wiper and heater motors. Although the transceiver is equipped with a noise blanker to minimize ignition noise, it is imperative that some preventive measures be taken to reduce noise to the lowest possible level. Antenna location selection. Since ignition noise is generated by a vehicle's engine, the antenna must be installed as far from the engine as possible. Bonding. The component parts of motor vehicles, such as the engine, transmission, muffler system, accelerator, etc., are coupled to one another at DC and low frequencies, but are isolated at high frequencies. By connecting these parts using heavy braided ground straps, ignition noise can be reduced. This connection is called bonding. Use ignition suppressor cable or suppressor plugs. Noises can be reduced by using spark plugs with internal resistors or resistive ignition cable. 10-3-2, correction, 10-2-3, battery capacity. The power system of a motor vehicle is comprised of a battery and alternator which generates power while the engine is running to supply current to loads or to charge the battery. Since the transceiver draws high current during transmit, care should be exercised so that the power system is not overloaded. When using the transceiver, the following points should be observed from the viewpoint of battery maintenance. Turn the transceiver off when the lights, heater, wipers, and other high draw accessories are used. Avoid transceiver operation when the engine is not running. If necessary, use an ammeter and/or voltmeter to check battery operation. I'm not going to go through the radio frequency allocation. I don't think I got enough tape left. I'll just run through one last paragraph here, and we'll call that the end of it. Frequency distribution in the broadcast and amateur bands. General coverage receiver covers 100 kHz to 30 MHz to receive international broadcast and communication services, as shown in the frequency allocation chart above. Broadcast and amateur station frequencies are allocated in specific bands expressed in megahertz or wavelength in meters. Also in an above figure, frequencies of other stations are assigned for fixed station, business use, marine mobile, aviation mobile, land mobile, radio beacon stations, etc. Notes. Radio stations throughout the world are listed in a World Radio TV Handbook or similar publications. Antenna designed for ham band operation will generally provide satisfactory reception for SW stations near the ham bands. For antenna construction details, see the ARL Antenna Handbook or similar publications. Well, I note I have quite a little tape left, so I will go through this radio frequency allocation chart after all. It's divided into first, second, and third zones. 148.5 to 283.5 kilohertz, low frequency broadcast band. 525 to 1606 kilohertz in first zone and third zone, medium frequency broadcast band, and up to 1705 kilohertz in the second zone. 1800 to 2000 kilohertz is 160 meter amateur band, with the exception of the first zone, and there's a somewhat smaller segment that's designated to that. Looks like 1825 to about 1900. 2300 to 2500 is a broadcast band. That must be about probably a 120 meter band or something like that. Maybe a 140 meter band. 3200 to 3400 is a 90 meter broadcast band, all zones. 3500 to 3800 is the 80 meter amateur band in the first zone. 3500 to about 3925 is the 80 meter band in the third zone, and 3500 to 4000 is the 80 meter band in the second zone. 3950 to 4000 is a 75 meter broadcast band in the first and third zone. 4750 to 5060 is a 60 meter broadcast band in all zones. 5950 to 6200 is a 49 meter broadcast band in all zones. 7000 to 7100 is a 40 meter broadcast amateur band in the first and third zones, and 7000 to 7300 is the 40 meter ham band in the second zone. 7100 to 7300 is a 41 meter broadcast band in the first and third zones. 9500 to 9900 is 31 meter broadcast band in all zones, and 10 megahertz is WWV and various and sundry other time and frequency stations throughout the world. 10.100 to 10.150 is the 30 meter amateur band in all zones. 11.65 to 12.050 is the 25 meter broadcast band in all zones. 13600 to 13800 is another broadcast band. 20 meter amateur band of 1400 to 14 megacycles to 14350, all zones. 15100 to 15600 is a 19 meter broadcast band. 15 megacycles, which I skipped, is also a time and frequency, a broadcast frequency for numerous stations in addition to WWV and WWVH. 17550 to 17900 is a broadcast band. 18068 to 18168 is a 17 meter amateur band in all zones. However, at this time, it has not been allocated to the United States. This time being the 12th of October 1987. The 15 meter amateur band, all zones, 21 megahertz to 21.450. 13 meter broadcast band, all zones, 21450 to 21850. 12 meter amateur bands, all zone, 24890 to 24990. 25 megahertz in some areas is used as a time and frequency station. However, I think WWV has discontinued use of that frequency. 25.670 to 26.100 is 11 meter broadcast band. In addition to a lot of parts of the country, it's used as a citizens band, or in some parts of the world, it's used as an amateur band. 28.0 to 29.7 megahertz is a 10 meter amateur band. Some of these broadcast bands are tropical bands, and some are general broadcast bands, but I did not break that down. And frequencies in between that I did not list were more or less other stations. The first zone is Europe and Africa, Soviet Russia, Turkey, and Mongolia included. The second zone is North and South America. The third zone is Asia, Oceania, Soviet Russia, Turkey, and Mongolia excluded. In some countries, frequency allocations do not accord with this table. Oh, I hope that this little frequency allocation chart, as well as the remainder of the manual that I have read, have been of service to you, Dave, and any other people that might come in contact with this tape. This was read the 12th of October, 1987, by K7POF in Roland Heights, California, named Bob Sitterly, S-I-T-T-E-R-L-E-Y. Thank you very much, Dave, 73 to you, and I hope you can muddle through this mess.